The question was asked, if I'm visiting a neighboring town, and the only minyan that's davening there is a Chabad minyan, which will start there Shmona Esrei after Zman Tefillah, after the time that you're supposed to have prayed Shacharit. What am I supposed to do? And the answer is, daven privately. You have to get your davening in on time. Correct. Go to another minyan if you have that option. If you do not have that option, then the general approach of the poskim, the regular poskim, is that you're not allowed to daven after Zman Tefillah if you can help it. No one's saying that if you can't help it, you can't. But if you can help it, then we would rather a person daven on time than go to this minyan and daven not on time. There is Allah and Shulchan Aruch, there's a Gemara, there's the way the Rishonim understood it and the way it was paskened in Halacha. And so a person who is not from that movement, so then the regular poskim for regular Ashkenazi, Sephardi Jews who are not Chabad Hasidim, so then our tradition is that you're not supposed to daven Shacharit after Zman Tefillah. And so if it's a Shabbos or a weekday, you got to get it in on time. You can still go to that shul, and you should go to that shul, and hear their Kriyat HaTorah. You could and should daven Musaf with them, but you got to get Kriya Shema in on time and Shmoneh Esrei in on time. So if you have no other minyan in town, so you'll daven your own Kriya Shema and Shmoneh Esrei on time, and then you'll join that minyan. You could even do it on time there. I had that many times that there used to be a time when the minyan I would go to for Mincha would sometimes not have a minyan on time. So that was the minyan I had there at that time. So I went there. If they didn't have a minyan before sunset, I would daven my Shmoneh Esrei privately in order to get it in before sunset. It's not nice. It's not what I like to do. But if I have no choice, I have no choice.